Riding bravely through the frontier of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. Lock and load, boys. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the latest invention of the left are all new genders. In fact, one Democrat candidate for president wants the federal government to recognize an all-new gender in addition to male and female. Kirsten Gillibrand wants to guarantee gender X is also accepted. What is gender X? Well, the fact is no one actually knows. And they call us science deniers. Funny. Two, in the high-profile Jussie Smollett case of yet another hate hoax, the two brothers that he paid to beat him up so he could concoct a whole ridiculous fairy tale have broken their silence. And so many on the left that jumped in without waiting for the facts to come out are flummoxed on what to say now, like presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
So I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and
And number one, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined with 15 other Democrat AGs to sue President Donald Trump for his national emergency declaration. And this raises one very serious question. Do we Michiganders want to be nothing more than an extension of California? Most of us consider those in Cali to be far-left radicals that do not fit with the mainstream Midwest common sense most of us possess. What's next? Attacking the Electoral College? You better believe it. AOC and her radical suggestions are not far away, but some people will be fighting back, like me. And hopefully you as well. Because this downpour of socialists is becoming annoying. Now, I don't believe that here in the center of the country, in the Rust Belt, that these socialist ideas will take root. I think that we live in a place where people like to work hard and want to hang on to as much of their paycheck as possible, not give it away so that it can be given to people who are unwilling to work, like the Green New Deal suggests. And speaking of socialism, big news today. Bernie Sanders has joined the race for president again. Much different race than it was in 2016, of course, but Bernie Sanders jumping back in the race said he's going to champion progressive ideas like a $15 minimum wage, universal health care, free college, and all the rest, and all the trimmings, you know, that go with a socialist Thanksgiving dinner. Of course, it's a house of cards that can't actually be built. We're $22 trillion in debt in large part because of the Great Society put forth by Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1965, when President Johnson ruled out the Great Society. He said we get rid of poverty. Have we? No. We shifted poverty from the elderly to children, but we've not gotten rid of it. Poverty rates fluctuate between about 12 and 15% of the population in America. It's been there my entire life. The lowest it ever got was about 11.5%, and it's gotten over 15% a couple of times, but generally speaking, it's between 12 and 15% of the population is considered to be in poverty in America any given day. We have spent in excess of $25 trillion now on the Great Society programs, and we have not impacted poverty at all in this country. We shifted it because in 1965, the majority of people living in poverty were elderly. Today, the majority of people living in poverty are children. So what have we accomplished with all of our money and all of our treasure? Nothing. You see, human nature dictates that some people will excel and some people will not. Some people will work hard and some people will not. It's not going to change because you throw money at it. Human nature cannot be changed by giving somebody a free check. In California, of course, it's Stockton, California. They're trying the free basic income, the guaranteed basic income. And you've got sound right now from Bernie? All right, well, let's go to it. Bernie Sanders, here he is, announcing his run for president 2020. Go.
I'm running for president, I think, for two basic reasons, Bob. Number one, I think the current occupant of the White House is an embarrassment to our country. I think he is a pathological liar every day. He is telling one lie or another. And it gives me no pleasure to say that. But I also think he is a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, somebody who is gaining cheap political points by trying to pick on minorities, often undocumented immigrants. And I cannot recall, certainly in my lifetime, and I think in modern history, that we've had a president who actually goes out of his way to try to divide the American people up based on where we were born or the color of our skin or our gender or whatever it may be.
Says the guy who promotes identity politics every day like everybody else on the left. It's all about identity politics with the left anymore. And Bernie Sanders, I might remind you, spent his honeymoon where? That's right, in Russia. Because that's what he embraces. It is his ideology. By the way, that was Bernie Sanders on Vermont Public Radio with Bob Kinzel just a little bit ago. Vermont Public Radio. He said he wanted to start in Vermont because it's his leftist bastion. And maybe they can turn it into a gulag. No, he didn't say that. But he might as well have. Socialism is an abject failure. Every place it is tried, every place it is rolled out, it fails miserably. And thank God the president yesterday at Florida International University called it out for what it is. The president went to give a speech on Venezuela, and he called out socialism for what it is and what it has done to Venezuela. You know, we've got time for that. Let's get that in. It's bite number one. President Trump calling socialism for what it is. Thank God. Go.
The tyrannical socialist government nationalized private industries and took over private businesses. They engaged in massive wealth confiscation, shut down free markets, suppressed free speech, and set up a relentless propaganda machine, rigged elections, used the government to persecute their political opponents, and destroyed the impartial rule of law. In other words, the socialists have done in Venezuela all of the same things that socialists, communists, totalitarians have done everywhere that they've had a chance to rule. The results have been catastrophic.
Yeah, the results have been catastrophic. And then the president laid down the gauntlet. One more thing, because there is a battle for the heart and soul of America now. Is it going to be socialists like Bernie Sanders, who's now in the race for president? Is it going to be socialists like Kamala Harris of California or socialists like Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts? Which socialist is it going to be from the left? And what are they going to stand for? Because in America, the president says we'll never be that. Bite two from yesterday. Go.
Socialism has so completely ravaged this great country that even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on. This will never happen to us.
And there, the line has been drawn. There's your battle line for 2020. Bernie Sanders, we want free this. We want single-payer health care and free college and postnatal abortions and open borders. Or Donald Trump saying Venezuela's been an abject failure. It's been a catastrophic failure, and we will not be that here in America. No, we will not be that here in America. We'll stand up. We will be better. We will be different. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Don't let your tax rates get to 70%. Oh, wait, that's something different. Get on top of your taxes today. Make sure they're in order with Chris McClatcher. He has 25 years of experience helping people just like you right here in Michigan. Simply go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner, find out more, and get started right now. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know my...
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.